ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
And it's Isabel Kelly, the captain, appropriately, who hits the deck. And the Blues are celebrating. They've won the series. They've retained the trophy. They've beaten Queensland in an absolute thriller.
For a second year in a row, the Blues have taken the Women's Origin Shield, and for a second year in a row, they did it without needing a Game 3. This is a group that seems to have nailed the balance between experience and youth. So how did Queensland catch them? Women's Origin was also the start of Magic Round in the men's comp, and while Magic will be the theme of the weekend, the story arc always comes back to Origin. So, who will be using Lang Park as a stage to audition for a starring role in State of Origin? I'm Poppy Penny, and this is ABC Sport Daily. Emma Lawrence is an NRL reporter with Channel 9. And Emma, another Women's Origin, another New South Wales victory. It was an experienced Blues outfit taking on a comparatively young Maroons team. How important was that experience in players like Kezzy Apps and Jess Sergis in securing a 14-10 victory and retaining the shield?
Yeah, massive. Thanks for having me on, and well done to New South Wales. I think it was huge. As you mentioned, players like Jess Sergis and Isabel Kelly as well. Like, the centres got a lot more ball, I think, than they did in game one. And, like, those centres from Queensland did an incredible job. Like, Rory Owen, she's a new superstar.
Now they come short side left to Rory Owen, and she's over. She dived through Turban, including Sergis, to score. Rory Owen, she is a game changer.
You know, they're 28-29 now, Izzy and Jess, and that experience just shone through. And Kezzy Apps, I mean, you lose Tiana Penetani-Gray, and Kezzy Apps comes in to start in her 17th Origin. She's 35 and getting better with every single year, so it's so wild. But I'm just so glad it was such a good contest and went down to the final seconds. So I'm sure every single fan watching in a Suncorp Stadium enjoyed it.
The Blues are not just all experienced, though, because it was a game-saving tackle from Tegan Berry and the incredibly brave performance from Jessie Southwell, who hurt her neck and managed to get up for a try-saving tackle a minute later.
Kick down to the left wing of Tegan Berry. Berry loses it. The ball's going to be picked up for the corner. No, I think she's flung over the touch and goal line by Jessie Southwell, who looked like she was going to leave the field 3 minutes ago.
They're both so young. How have the Blues gone about building a squad for the now, but also for the future?
Yeah, you're right. They've done both. I think Tegan Berry she's a great story. She's someone that has been on the cusp for a number of years now. And just because the Blues have such a great backline, she just didn't get an opportunity, but it was so great to see her get a spot on the bench. And in her second game, she had a few nervous moments earlier on, so I think for her personally to have that moment.
I'm sorry, Queenslanders, that is no try. Tegan Berry has saved the day and won the series for New South Wales with a try scorer. Jasmine Peters' left foot scooted over the touchline before the corner post.
Like, that'll go down in Origin folklore. And she's not, she's only has a slight build as well. She's not a big girl. So to pull off a tackle like that on Jasmine Peters was incredible. And as you mentioned, Jessie Southwell, who we thought was going to get taken off on a Medicab. So, yeah, Jonathan Thurston after the match just kept saying Origin is about the big moments. And that's what it came down to. It was a great game, but two crucial moments which really saved the match for the Blues.
A stunning, potentially series-winning tackle by Southwell.
The Maroons on the other side will likely be better for the run, as much as that's a big cliche in sport. The other cliche, and it's something we know about Queenslanders, is that in Origin, Queensland spirit does really matter. Where do you see the growth in this group coming from, either for the next game or when we look ahead?
I think they'll be disappointed, and I think you could tell the frustration of their skipper, Tamika Upton, who's their best player, but their young side, and like Ali Brigginshaw retired, Taryn Aitken had done her ACL, so they were lacking a lot of experience, and they will, as you said, be better for the run. I think don't write them off in game three, because last year they came back and stopped New South Wales getting that whitewash, and I know, again, JT was saying last night that it gets drilled into you about the whitewash and there's still so much to play for. Like, we might think it's over and, oh, it's a dead rubber, but to them it's not. So, yeah, I think 2 weeks' time up on the Gold Coast will also be an epic match.
Yeah, pretty devastated, to be honest. You know, it's coming into it, we've had that thing of not winning at Suncorp at home, and, you know, it's really hard, really shit, to be honest. it's not good to lose, but yeah, I'd rather lose with these girls than anyone else.
This match kicked off Magic Round and in front of a crowd of over 23,000 at Lang Park. Have we settled the debate that this is the right spot on the calendar for Women's Origin?
I don't think we'll ever settle the debate. I think everyone will always have an opinion. Look, sure, there are parts that are not ideal, but the question is, where else do you put it? Like, it's just very difficult unless you move their grand final for NRLW to not coincide with the men's. But I think it's such a great spectacle having it all in one day. And because it's a short comp, you can't just break it up mid-season and have Origin. Like, you can't have them play 6 weeks and then put it. So I get that it's not ideal, but until there's a better solution, I'm not sure what we do. I just think we should, I think Kennedy Cherrington said this during the week, we should celebrate what an amazing game it was rather than focusing and nitpicking on the handling errors. But in saying that, it will be debated, no doubt, for months and years to come.
For as long as Origin exists, this debate will also exist. Emma Lawrence, thanks so much for your time. It was an unbelievable game too. And as you say, game three is never really a dead rubber. Thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Peter Bedell is a rugby league writer for Nine newspapers and is incredibly plugged into the Queensland NRL scene, which is where we find ourselves for the entirety of Round 11. It's Magic Round. Peter, Queensland and the NRL have come to a deal that keeps the round in Brisbane until 2032. Was there ever really any chance that it would go elsewhere?
Yeah, there was. There was, absolutely. Look, the NRL were definitely looking at other fiscal opportunities. I mean, there were more attractive options in other markets. I know Western Australia were looking at it, so were South Australia. New South Wales, of course, is seen as the home of rugby league, and so they were keen to put together and package, and so was New Zealand. I mean, the government over in Auckland, they secured a state of origin game for next year, and they're cashed up with Auckland Tourism bosses' support. So there was certainly parties prepared to pay what I'm told was north of $8 million to get the event. But ultimately, Queensland came together with a package, not only financial, but offering other opportunities to the NRL that was too good to refuse. And they've got a great relationship with the Queensland government, and that's what sealed the deal for the Queensland government and the NRL. 5 years staying till 2032. It's a great deal.
Kicks over the top of Pappenhausen, Weeks for the footy, picks it up, scores!
As always, this weekend we'll have a sprinkle of magic, but also a dusting of origin selection. And there are some big calls to be made. I want to start with fullback for New South Wales, Dylan Edwards, who will be hoping to hang on to that role. But James Tedesco is a proven origin performer. Who gets the nod for game one, and how important is this weekend?
Massive, massive. Look, I haven't seen many weekends where there's been so many potential aspirants and so many permutations, not only for New South Wales, but for Queensland. And let's start with the people you just mentioned. I mean, look, I personally would go with Dylan Edwards. I think he's been fantastic for Penrith this year. He's the ultimate pro. But let's not discount James Tedesco. He's been in probably the best form of his career. I mean, he won the Dally M, of course, but he's just evergreen. He just gets better with age, and he's been unbelievable for the Roosters this year. And you never know, a massive performance for the Roosters against the Cowboys on Saturday night could convince New South Wales to go with Teddy once again. So, look, he's a proven performer, Teddy.
Cherry Evans off the inside of the boot now, goes into the end goal area, and James Tedesco onto it beautifully. The captain can ice the game for the Roosters.
But personally, I'd love to see Dylan Edwards get the nod. He's a fine performer as well.
While we're on New South Wales, Pete, we can be pretty confident that Nathan Cleary is a lock, but who partners him is a big question. Jerome Luai and Cleary are a known quantity. Mitch Moses has performed in Origin previously, or will we see someone else get an opportunity?
Yeah, look, I think they're the front runners, and I can't see too many others sneaking in. Look, I personally like what Mitch Moses has done for New South Wales. I mean, I know Jerome Luai has won a series, and he's in pretty good form this year for the Tigers, but I just loved what Mitch Moses did in the first game last year for New South Wales. I thought he was outstanding, and it wasn't a surprise that they won the opening game with Mitch Moses there alongside Cleary.
Cleary pivots, Moses, quick hands, Mitchell, away to Brian Tuttle, swan dive through the air. Oh, the Blues make Queensland pay.
Look, I think they're the pairing for me. I think Luai will stake a pretty good claim, and there'll be discussions around him. But I think New South Wales' best chance of winning this series is the Moses-Cleary alliance.
Moving to Queensland, Tom Dearden was a revelation in last year's series for them, but he's been ruled out at least of the opener. Kalyn Ponga has the hot hand at the moment. Do you move him, I suppose, to also accommodate Reece Walsh? Then there's Sam Walker, Jabe Clifford. Even do you go back to DCE? Who are you picking?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Look, I'm going with Sam Walker. I think Sam's the man. I love the way he plays. He just reminds me of Alan Langer. He's got that smaller stature. I know people question his defensive abilities, but I just think he's got a bit of magic about him, pardon the pun. And I just love that. I love his touches. I love his presence of mind.
Plays the ball quickly. Robson takes off from dummy half. Sends it right. Tedesco straight through. He's got Radley on his right. He's got Walker on his left. He goes left to Walker. He's over for number two. It's already turning into a thrashing.
His coolness under pressure. He's got an amazing calmness for his age, and he ices big moments, and I don't think he'll be fazed by the arena. Look, I think other contenders are Tanner Boyd, of course, and Jake Clifford has been mentioned. And the only concern I have with moving Ponga to the halves would be if you've got a Munster, Ponga, Reece Walsh threesome there in the spine, they're all left foot kickers, and you'd have to move one left footer to the right side, which is against his kicking style. So I don't like that mix. I think Sam Walker and Munster are the halves for me for game one.
Now it comes to the right edge, diving over for Queensland is El Capitan, Cameron Munster. A sneak job from Cam.
Is there anyone else who'll be looking at this weekend as an audition to push their way into the teams? Who might bob up as a surprise for you?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think there's about six or seven bolters for Queensland. I wouldn't be surprised to see seven or eight changes. Now, talking bolters, I think Helam Lukey from the Cowboys, he's a massive contender. He's a back rower who's been outstanding for them this year. He plays the Roosters on Saturday night, who feature Angus Crichton in the back row. So that's a pretty good audition for Helam. Another guy is Kulakefu Finifuaki at the Dolphins. He plays tonight against South Sydney. I know he's been discussed by the selectors at Queensland. And also Jackson Purdue from the Cowboys. He's a real whippet. He can play fullback, he can play centre, he can play 5-8, so he'd be a pretty good bench option.
The fullback for the Cowboys takes it, 5 from his own line, runs laterally across the 10 and straightens. He's got support, passes to Purdue. He steps infield, burns off a couple. Look at this kid go. He is rugby league poetry in motion, and it's fast motion for a derby special. Purdue scores. What? And that is as beautiful as rugby league running gets.
As would Cooper Bye, who's a Titans young gun. He's a middle or edge forward, and he's been brilliant this year for the Titans. So while they're quite young, Purdue and Bye, I know Billy Slater, the Queensland coach, is looking closely at them because he believes they have what it takes to perform in this arena.
Peter Bedell, it's the best time of year to be a rugby league fan. We're magic round into the excitement of Origin. Thanks so much for your time, and enjoy the magic this weekend.
It's called magic for a reason. We love it. Thank you.
Soundbites. Sam Kerr has announced that this weekend will be her last game at Chelsea after over 6 years at the club.
I definitely don't want this to be a sad conversation. I want it to be not a celebration, but remember all the good times we've had together. I've had the best memories, and hopefully we can make one more amazing memory on Saturday.
She's one goal off equaling the all-time scoring record for the Chelsea women's side, having scored 115 across her career at the club. Surely her teammates are trying to get her the ball this weekend, right? While we're talking about West Australians doing big things in global sport, Minwoo Lee currently leads the opening round of the PGA Championship. Some players were complaining that the rough was too tough. Not Minwoo.
I mean, I wasn't in the rough too much, so it's quite nice.
That's good.
Quite nice to answer that question.
What? Yeah, well, I guess you don't know what you don't know. And LeBron James and the Lakers' playoff run came to a shuddering halt at the hands of the Oklahoma City Thunder, swept 4-0. How will James be celebrating the end of his 23rd NBA season?
The bottle of red, man. On my way to
it. Something tells me the bottle of red that he's off to drink is out of my price range. I'm Poppy Penny, and this is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Declan Byrne. Thanks to Chelsea Women's for the extra audio used in this episode.